The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 13th of May, 2024. We have open phones and noodling around on various stories for the first hour of the program. And then we're going to be bringing on Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. And she appeared on the Tucker Carlson show recently, you know, the one on X. And one of the questions that she's raising is, could illegal aliens be having an influence in our election? Are they already doing that? And we've had these kind of questions already around here in Southern Oregon, too, given what, well, of course, I was talking last week with Chris Walker, Jackson County clerk, about what is going on with this. Well, what ended up happening a number of months ago when we ended up having legal aliens that were here and visiting in order to learn how to drive truck. Remember, we talked about this a few months ago. And the system in Oregon, you know, ended up issuing them ballots for last year's election, last year's May election. And this having to do because of the motor voter laws, the way it goes. They ended up getting driver's licenses in order to go to truck driving school at RCC, from what I recall of that story. And in the motels where these people stayed, these ballots ended up getting sent. Now, I know Chris Walker, of course, immediately went after that, canceled things, and has been bringing up her concerns to the other county clerks around the state of Oregon. But there are obviously some holes in the net, so to speak, in which we're trying to make it easy to vote but yet hard to cheat. It would appear that there are ways that bad people could cheat an election. And you know that we've even noticed here sometimes in some of our local elections, and I'm not implying that there are, but it wouldn't be that easy to throw an election or two when you're talking about a few dozen, sometimes 100 or 200 votes that might separated the winner from the loser in some of our local races. Now, I don't have any evidence that there might be some of that stuff going on, but the fact that the system can be gamed a bit is something that's worthy of conversation. So we're going to talk with Catherine Engelbrecht about that. Captain Bill Simpson's going to be joining us for some more common sense. We'll get a report about the dam, but also his latest situation involving the wild horses and the wild horse fire brigade here. We haven't talked to him for a few weeks about that. Actually, I haven't talked to him about wild horses for quite some time. Dr. Dennis Powers will also be coming on the program where past meets present, and that's always a good conversation. We'll be talking about the history of Boatnik. Going back on that, yeah, we have Memorial Day weekend coming up here in the next next few days, right? By the way, after Memorial Day weekend, on June 1st, there's going to be a change coming to KCMD, our 99.3 KCMD signal in Grants Pass. I just wanted to kind of give you a lookout. We're going to be going to a hybrid thing. We're not just going to be duplicating KMED's signal on KCMD now, like we have been doing for the last 6-7 years. KCMD will have its own music format, and I think you're going to enjoy the music format. I can't really give you many more details about that. We're working on it right now. But we're going to have music on that station 21 out of the 24 days. I'll still be doing the morning show. So if you listen to the local morning show on 99.3 KCMD, you'll still be able to do so. So I'm going to keep doing the morning show just like I'm doing the morning show on KMED 106.3 and 106.7 in Jackson County. And so we'll still be able to keep doing our talking and everything else. And as far as the talk format, though, the KMED talk programming, you'll be able to get that better at 105.9. 105.9, it's a translator we have in Grants Pass that we're going to be switching over to carry KMED. So you'll be able to get the Markley Van Camp and Robbins. If you're not interested in the music, you'll still be able to hear Markley Van Camp and Robbins and Lars and Sean Hannity and all the rest of it. And so we're going to do that. But one way or the other, maybe you want to take a break from politics and have some great music. We'll have that coming up for you, too. Okay? So that is what's going on. Now, the only challenge might be if you're living out in let's say Cave Junction, Selma, places like that, and you're looking to get all of KMED's talk programming, you're probably going to need to stream that live on KMED.com. That's going to be the best way to get that. Okay? All right. So, hey, got to change things, got to do things that are good for the business. And so that's where we are headed. That's going to be in a couple of weeks or so. All right? And I'll keep reminding you about this But I know they'll still get people who are saying, what did you do? Okay, I'm trying to warn you in advance, all right? Do you remember how when KMED AM 1440, when we were decommissioning that after almost 100 years, and we had talked about it for, I don't know, I swear it was like a year and a half, and then I still had people that were just writing, what did you do? What happened? We've only been talking about it for the last year and a half. Oh, okay, well, you know how it goes. People inside the industry, we pay more attention to it than people outside the industry, just the way that goes. All right, 770-563-3770-KMED. We can talk about anything on your mind. I have some headlines I wanted to go over here in the next few minutes, and we'll do it all on KMED and KCMD.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years. Defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
We spend a lot of time at work. Shouldn't you feel like you're cared for while you're there? At Kelly's Automotive Service, our staff voted us one of the top 100 businesses to work for in Oregon, and we're in need of experienced technicians at both our Grants Pass and Medford locations. If you're ready to be part of something bigger, check us out at kellysautomotive.com or come in and drop off your resume and talk to our staff yourself. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, take care of you, and are a great place to work.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience and thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Jolene from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
20 minutes after 6, what's on your mind? Let's go to the phone. 770-5633. David is in Grants Pass. David, it's a pleasure having you on. What's on your mind today? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I had a question for you. Someone asked me, because they heard a former Senator Lithicum's spouse is running for office.
Yes.
They asked if what would happen, because every ballot has a place to write in whoever you would want.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if Dennis Lithicum's name was put down on the ballot?
It would not be tabulated. And that is the rule now. Yeah, with Measure 113, that would go away. Now, remember, Senator Lithicum is running for Secretary of State. That's what he's doing
Correct.
This year. And Diane
Correct.
Lithicum is running for Dennis's current seat that he is no longer allowed to run for. And by the way, it would be an excellent choice. That's all I'm going to just say about this. And I know you're not in that district. But if you're in Grants Pass. But what has concerned me is, now I've never talked to Dave Hensley, but the few things I've read about him is that when you hear of the Republican that talks about, you know, I'm going to work with, I can collaborate with, I can do this. This is like every other Republican that has gone to the state legislature to then fail. To actually defend, because if you're talking about that way, Dave, in which I'm just so good and so persuasive in my police work and everything else, I'm just that good that I'm going to be able to convince the Democrats who hate everything about us to do what we would like them to do. It's like, come on, you know.
sorry, man, you can't negotiate with terrorists.
That's perfect, David. I'm going to remember this. It's like, how do you negotiate with terrorists that want to destroy you? You know?
Nope, you can't. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate answering the question.
Oh, hey, glad to help. Yeah, but even if you did write him in there, Dennis Linthicum, he would not be counted. He would not be permitted to be counted. All right? And I appreciate the call. Thank you for that, David. 770-5633. We'll go to line two. Hi, good morning. Who's this? And what is on your mind as we're getting going day after Mom's Day? What's up?
Good morning, Bill. This is Vicki from the Applegate.
Hello, Vicki. How's life in the Applegate? You doing okay?
Oh, beautiful. The sun hasn't crested over my mountain yet, but the birds are singing, and I love the Applegate.
This is truly a beautiful time of year, too. I must add, when you have spring and the new life coming in. I'm just kind of curious, Vicki. I know you probably called for something else, but I just wanted to ask, did you by chance see the Northern Lights over the weekend?
They said on the radio that if you had a smartphone, I guess you could see it better. But I didn't see anything. But I heard other people in the Applegate seen it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danny Jordan.
Staying up till midnight anymore is very difficult.
Oh, okay. I tend to be on the toddler schedule myself because I wake up 3:30. You know, the morning. So I'm normally like 7:30, 8 o'clock. If I can get in bed, then I'm happy. But
By 9, I'm out. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wanted to just mention that I ended up putting up on my Facebook page a couple of pictures from Danny Jordan. Danny took some great pictures up at Hyatt Lake Marina, or Howard Prey Marina, I think is where he was, at 9:40 on Saturday night. They were just gorgeous. And you're right, the cell phones seem to be much more sensitive at catching the radiation trail, that look, than our naked eye. But anyway, Now that I took you into every direction you probably didn't want to go, now what's going on with you? Huh?
Well, I just had a thought about the voting. You know, the last couple of years I have been taking my ballot into the county clerk's office and mm-hmm. physically handing it to them. And I just want to challenge everybody out there that doesn't want to drop it in the box to actually take the time. I know everybody's busy and it's so much easier to get in a line of cars and drop it off at the box, to get in a line in the county clerk's office and personally hand your ballot to them and make them responsible, not the box.
Hmm. Well,
and maybe they'll bring back, you know, the polling stations. I remember way back when I felt more American going into that little booth and closing the curtain and voting. And I felt good about them checking my ID and my signature. And everything is, this world is such a world of convenience. It's just easier to drop it in the box and trust that it's going to get where it needs to go. And I just want to challenge anybody that has any kind of issues with, you know, whether they believe that their vote's actually getting counted the way they want it to get out of their car, go in, make a statement, say, I want to personally hand you my ballot, and make the county clerk's office responsible for your vote getting to where it needs to be.
Okay. You know, I understand the sentiment of your thought process there, Vicki. Now, out of curiosity, now if you're in the Applegate, are you a Jackson County voter or are you in Josephine County? Which side are you in there?
I'm in Jackson.
Okay, you're in Jackson. Okay. The one thing I wanted to assure you that is if you use the drop box, which is out, in front of the county clerk's office. And I did that yesterday. My mother and Linda and I, we dropped off our ballots yesterday. And that is under 24-hour video surveillance. Everything that goes on there is actually watched, including the taking out of the ballots and taking them in there with the county clerk's office. So I'm pretty sure that's about as secure as it gets. But I understand, I mean, essentially, you're saying you don't really trust any of the process of the collecting of all of this. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well, just with everything that's went on in the last few years, and I've seen people, the last time I dropped mine in the box, I actually saw two people standing there watching the box, and it's good that it's right outside the building. I get what you're saying. I think it's more about a statement for those who want the ballot stations to come back, to be able to go in and vote and just go back to the old process. Like I said, everything's convenient.
You know, I'll concede your point about that. We have certainly become more atomized socially. Yeah. You know, there's so few things that we get together to do much any longer. And voting was one of those things. And you're right. I have that great memory of going in. I think the first time I voted in Oregon, I was living in Phoenix at that time. I want to say early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I popped in there, and I think it was punch card balloting at that point. We took the little pin thing, and you'd punch the holes in it. But I remember standing in line. You had to have your ID, and then the nice women would be there. They'd open up the big book, and they'd say, yep, there you are. And check you off and check you in. And there was something about that was more emotionally satisfying. I'll give you that. Here's the challenge I think we're running into. It's that Democrats have had a really, really good winning streak ever since bringing in the mail-in ballot. Now,
they have.
I don't know. This is just because it's easier to vote. And so the people who care about it less, like yourself, who care less about it, unlike you, are voting more, and maybe you're able to do more reach out, or maybe it's just easier to kind of finesse and get the kind of returns you want. I can't say. We'll talk with Catherine Engelbrecht about that from True the Vote after 7. But the system's working for them right now, and do you think that if the system is working for the Democrats that you could convince the Democrats to go back to in-person voting? What are you thinking?
No. Honestly, when Trump ran the first time, there was so many in the closet Trumpers that just did not feel like they could even tell their neighbor that they were for him, because there was such a conference
very polarized, very polarized.
And now, I mean, I see more flags flying. I talk to more people that are just so tired of the way things are going.
Yeah, they're not looking forward to being given another 4 years of Joe Biden good and hard, right?
Right. And out here in the Applegate, I don't have any of the conveniences. I still have a landline, which people are shocked about. I don't have cell service. I don't have internet. To me, that is living America. I don't know what the hell people – they're so consumed with their internet, and I get that it's a helpful thing. It's a good thing for information sometimes if it's true. But, I have people come to my house and they pull out their phone and they're getting ready to look up whatever. And it's like, it's almost like, oh, my God, that kind of reaction. It's like, my God, just put the damn phone away and enjoy the beauty of where you're at. Enjoy not having to look at your phone 24/7 or check 24/7.
Or have it interrupt you 24/7.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know something, Vicki, you'll laugh at this. I think you'll appreciate this. I went out on Sunday, did some errands for Linda. Ended up getting a pot roast for mom because we were going to do a pot roast and deliver it to my mother. Right. She loves pot. Of course, we all love pot roast. Who wouldn't love it? Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, Linda was still asleep when I left, and I left my phone at home. Right. And she said, oh, gosh, I woke up and then I came in there and saw you had left your phone here. And I said, yes, I know.
I forgot it on purpose.
Yes, it was sort of like just because, you know, for like 20 or for a half hour or whatever it is, you know, going through Sherm's and then getting the cards and everything else, I was free as a bird.
I know. It's wonderful. I have a son that is ADHD, and he lives with us. He's in his 30s, and he goes down to Bishop Creek or Cantor Buckley every single day to be on that phone because we don't have service here. And he's been begging us for, I mean, it would save us in gas if we had it here, but it just, anymore, I just feel like it's such an invasion of your privacy.
It's like anything. There are good aspects of it, and there are the not so good aspects of it. By the way, I'll tell you what. After news, I'm going to share a story that I think you're going to find really interesting, Vicki, and it has to do with what happened in a school when they banned cell phones and what they did.
I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, I'll share with you the results of the study. It's quite thought provoking. Okay, I know we ran a lot longer than I probably thought we were going to talk, but thank you for the visit. I really do.
Okay.
Okay. It's 6:32. Vicki out of the Applegate. And you can join the conversation, too. And I will share a little bit about a really fascinating study about what happens when the school ended up banning cell phones with the students. And it's quite thought-provoking. I'll share a bit of that. I think it was in the Epic Times, epictimes.com, which I read on the internet. Okay, well, so Vicki and I may disagree a little bit on that.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Does your property have adequate, defensible space for fire season? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. Fire officials are again urging property owners to maintain a buffer clear of brush, low-hanging branches, and other flammable material. At Quality Tree Service, we can visit your property and recommend trimming, brush clearing, and tree removal if necessary to help provide fire protection for your home and outbuildings. Call me today for a thorough inspection and no obligation quote. Visit QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or CavemanHeating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is facing blowback on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah. That's where the Hamas terrorist group continues to hold civilians as human shields. The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel. Also condemned by many U.S. lawmakers, including more than two dozen House Democrats. They sent their own letter to the White House criticizing the president's threat. Former President Trump coming off a massive rally in New Jersey over the weekend, one of the biggest political gatherings of any candidate in recent years. And the former president says even some Democrats are starting to rally around his campaign. He claims there's a possibility he could beat Joe Biden in all 50 states. The sharp interest rate hikes of the past 2 years will likely take longer than previously expected to bring down inflation. That word from several Federal Reserve officials. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Our community agrees. Alyssa Bartholomew has the right experience to serve Jackson County as district attorney. She knows that wisely enforcing the law will make our region a vibrant place where our kids can play safely outside and our neighbors, friends, and families can thrive. Alyssa is supported by active and retired law enforcement officers and chiefs of police, elected officials, and community leaders. She will work collaboratively to ensure that victims receive justice and criminals are held accountable.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Bartholomew. I'm deeply honored by the support I've received from law enforcement officers, community leaders, the legal community, and mental health providers. I'm committed to working together to hold people accountable for their actions.
For experienced leadership in safe neighborhoods, elect Alyssa Bartholomew, Jackson County District Attorney. Visit friendsofalyssa.com to learn more. Paid for by Friends of Alyssa, PAC 23386.
We've heard it all.
That power pole wasn't there yesterday.
White cars blend perfectly with the snow.
It was either the cat or the mailbox.
It's the first time I've been in a roundy round.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
6:37. Welcome to an early morning Monday. Hopefully, you had a good Mother's Day celebration, or if Mom's no longer with you, you had a good memory there. I know when we were saying our prayers last night at the dinner table, Linda and I were doing our prayers and thanking the Lord, et cetera, et cetera, you know, like we would normally do. And then we also had to pipe in and also place your blessings on those who are no longer around the table. And that's about it. And Linda's parents are both gone at this point, so we were thinking about that. And my gosh, it's been 15 years for her mother, and it seems like yesterday. Just seems like yesterday. Still think about them. We still think about Linda's parents quite often. My father passed in 2011, so it's been 13 years now since he ended up passing from Parkinson's, is what he ended up having. So I was thinking about him. Mom is still with us, fortunately, and we delivered the Mother's Day dinner to her, the wonderful stuff, and just so glad that she's still here. We were laughing the other day about Linda's parents. It was Maggie and Wally, or Wallace, but we called him Wally. It's how we always refer to him. It was Wally and Maggie, you know, that kind of thing. And they were married like some 60-something years. And there were problems, a lot of challenges and things like that. But Linda's father was so playful and had a great sense of humor. And Linda ended up taking a lot of that on. And so she's still kind of a bit of a prankster or a punster, you know, that sort of thing. And her mother, Maggie, was very much a, how do I say it? She played the straight man. She played the straight man. Maggie played the straight man. Maggie Mounts played the straight man to Wally Mounts, comedian. And that's the way that relationship was the entire time. Even when I was living with them when we first got married, taking care of them the last few years of their lives. And it was so funny. Here was just a perfect example. And they would play Scrabble. And what Wallace would do, what Wally would do, is flip over all of the tiles or a lot of tiles. And so he would appear to have tons of blank tiles, right? And so for years, Wally would be beating Maggie at Scrabble all the time. And she's saying, boy, you know, you... how do you keep having so many blank tiles and you're able to do all of these and get all these bonus words and things like that? And it's like all these years they've been playing this and And Maggie would never think that someone would sit around there and be that patient and cheat at Scrabble continually for years, right? And then Wally starts, he's laughing and he's practically in tears, that sort of thing. It's like, oh, D. That was the other thing. You know, D. Wallace Mounts was his name. And so, like I said, it was like watching the straight man and the comedian battle it out all the time. Another one of my lovely memories I have of those two was that, and this was a story that was recounted to me by another family member. I think it was Linda that told me this. But Wally would always take the comic strips that would come in on the daily newspaper, and he would draw pipes. Like, he'd take his pen, and he would put pipes on all the characters, pipes like smoking pipes. And so he would put them, there's the dog, a dog would be in a comic strip, and he would draw a little pipe in there, and it would look really like it was part of the comic. And so he's doing this, for years he would do this. And then Maggie would read the paper. And then one day, finally after 2-3 years of him doing this, just, why do all these characters have pipes in their mouths? And once again, D is just guffawing and just crying. He's just crying from laughter, you know, like he almost can't breathe because he was able to pull another one over her. And yet Maggie was very intelligent. She was no dummy. She would just never think someone would take the time to play a joke like Dee would. You know, that's the family I married into. I just love that story. Wally and Maggie, we miss you. It's 642 at KMED, KCMD. 770-563-3770 KMED. Join the conversation if you wish to. A couple of stories I wanted to make note of. Tomorrow, this is a story in the Daily Courier this morning. Grants Pass School Board is set to take up a district right parental or a parental rights policy. This could be interesting. This may be something if you have a kid in the Grants Pass School District that you might want to check this out. And Chris Bristol reporting. In December, the board tabled passage of an updated version of the school district's parental rights policy, which has been in place since 2004 and last modified about 7 years ago. The initial draft update of the policy was 72 words long and enumerated the rights of parents to access the curriculum, reading lists, supplementary materials, the district's budget, academic plans, immunization requirements, and how to opt out of sex ed curriculum. A revised draft that is now 244 words and goes into even more details about parents being able to access their rights. This includes a newly spelled out right to be notified of sensitive topics in nature, such as sexual behavior or attitudes, topics that create or provoke social division, and mental health status. So there we go. Maybe this is going to be one of those situations which will put a bit of a log jam into the Oregon State Schools push at making sure that everybody is transgender by 2030. I don't know. Yeah, sometimes it seems that way. Because arguably, some boy who says, I feel pretty and I'm a girl, and the school is just supposed to bow down to this and accept the mental illness. Maybe this is an example where they can't hide it from the parents. And so this would be good. This would be good for the board to say this so that the school doesn't get involved in hiding this kind of stuff. Because a lot of this times, you know, you hear these stories all over the country in which parents would be just completely in the dark. You know, Mark is known as Mary. They know the kid as Mark, and at school he's called Mary or whatever. Mary's an older name, I know. But still, you know what I'm getting at here. So maybe this is progress that could be good. But pay attention to it, especially if you are a parent in the Grants Pass School District, okay? All right. While we're on the subject of schools, this is going back to what I was talking with Vicky in the Applegate a few minutes ago about banning cell phones in schools. And the Epic Times had a really interesting piece on there. I think I got this off their website a few days ago. It said, this is what happened after several schools banned cell phones. And this was from a 73-page Norwegian scientific paper. They found that banning cell phones in schools improved academics, reduced bullying, and reduced the student need for counseling. Sarah Sophie Abramson, a postdoctoral researcher, the paper's author, wrote in the abstract that banning smartphones significantly decreases the healthcare take-up for psychological symptoms and diseases among girls. They really noticed an improvement for girls, especially for some reason. And the paper focused on recent decades, mostly focusing on 2010 to 2018. The researchers observed no negative impact from introducing such a policy. Tom Kersting, a psychotherapist who was a school counselor for 25 years, tells the Epoch Times in agreement with the report's finding. He says, the cell phones in schools are an absolute distraction. Even if a kid has the phone in their pocket during class, if the phone is on vibrate, every time it vibrates, which is constantly, their mind is automatically shifting away from what the teacher is teaching to the phone. As a proponent of banning phones in school, Mr. Kersting suspected that Norway would see improvements in students' academics, mental health, and social and emotional skills. There are no guidelines in smartphone use in Norway. Instead, schools make their own decisions on whether to allow smartphones. Therefore, Ms. Abramson used a survey to collect data from Norwegian middle schools on smartphone use and whether and when they had introduced any smartphone regulations. I guess they leave it up to the local districts to decide whether they do this or not. But the science seems to be reasonably clear that you will have fewer interruptions. Your children will be more or less forced to pay more attention, or at least less distracted by this. But, you know, this is a tough one. This is a tough one to sell to parents because they continue in this same Epoch Times story. A 2024 survey by America's National Parents Union found that only one-third of parents support schools banning students from using their cell phones. Only one-third. So two-thirds of the parents don't want the schools to ban the smartphones. 43%, a little less than half of them, reported that all their child's school had such a policy. According to the National Center for Education stats, during the 2019 to 2020 school year, over 76% of schools prohibited non-academic use of cell phones or smartphones during school hours. Several school districts have introduced more stringent phone policies that have received growing support from teachers, students, and parents alike. Now, they're kind of going with, the studies are kind of going with what I think most common sense would tend to just be borne out by common sense, like Vicky was talking about. You know, she noticed that, you know, everybody that comes into her home, she doesn't have a cell phone, but everything about the phone is always continually binging, bonging, vibrating, grabbing your attention, taking it off of whatever else you're doing. And I have to tell you, I think about myself back in high school, not to make everything about me, but I know me. To an extent, right? Yeah, I'm not me, but, you know, whatever. I don't know if I could have survived all that well, high school experience in which we were always looking at a screen or being distracted, or if we were, you know, I was just thinking about how easy it is to cyberbully someone, how easy it is to take a picture of someone in school and then, boom, send it off and, hey, did you see this? You know, oh, could you believe the dress of this person? I can't believe this person wore this to school, you know. I mean, there's always been bullying, and kids will always peck each other to death. I mean, if someone's different, I get that. That's something we always fight about. But I can't help but think that the smartphone has really been a big part of the bullying tool. And how many times have you seen these stories then in which the bullies end up getting into a fight, or, you know, you have people just attacking people in school? Does anybody do anything to stop it? No. They're all standing around there and video or recording it. You know, they're putting the camera on it and recording the event and putting it on their Instagram account or their TikTok account, right? That kind of thing. Yeah, maybe the best thing would be that, hey, you come to school, you drop the phone into a box, and you pick up the box when you leave at the end of the day. Do you think parents would be willing to do that? 770-5633. This is the Bill Myers Show.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even worked to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering selling your business, this is for you. Join us for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join us this Thursday evening in Medford at the Rogue Valley Country Club. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business. This Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in Medford at the Rogue Valley Country Club. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMTBSI. Don't miss out on securing your business's future.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks, too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Just noodling around the stories and thoughts on your mind this morning. Let me go to Margaret first here. Hey, Margaret, how are you doing this morning in Central Point?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. What's going on?
Oh, you know, you're talking about school issues, and there's something really that's great coming up for all Oregon voters. 77% of parents prefer to have school choice, and we're trying to get on the ballot two amendments to the state constitution, school choice for parents and open enrollment. And it's very simple to do. You go to letthemlearnoregon.com, mm-hmm. You print off the petition, you sign it, and you can mail it in, or you can print another petition with 10 lines and ask your friends to sign and sign it as a circulator, but this is one way the parents have a chance to have a voice in Salem, and we won't have a chance if we don't get it on the ballot.
Well, I don't know if parents really have much of a choice in Salem right now, given that the legislature is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the teachers' union, for the most part, the Oregon Department of Education. So you're going to have to wrestle control of it away from Salem to a certain extent. And, yeah, I would be very supportive of this. And you're right. Just go to Let Them Learn Oregon. You can sign the petition. You can download it and be a deal. I think they have to get, if they're going to get them on the November ballot, if I recall, Margaret, they have to get them in by July, early July, I think, is what their deadline is going to be, right?
That's correct. So we're pushing it now. We just have to get more people aware. I tell people as I'm walking the neighborhood, and they don't have any clue what's going on. I said, have you heard of Education Freedom for Oregon? They don't know. It's not everybody. Some people stupidly don't listen to Bill Myers' program.
Well, that's okay. You know, we can't reach everyone, but you're there to evangelize to them, okay? I really appreciate you letting me know about that, because I haven't signed this petition yet, and yet I think it's something that is worthy of support. And I'm on the website. Yeah. It's Let Them Learn Oregon. I'm going to download it. I'm going to sign my petition. I'm going to have Linda sign a petition, and then we'll send them in, okay? All right?
Tell your neighbor across the street that didn't know about
Oh, yeah, already did. I've already been talking with my neighbors about that. They were asking me about it. And then I explained. They go, oh, I get it. I get it. All right. Margaret, I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. So, by the way, that's letthemlearnoregon.com. Letthemlearnoregon.com. Holly's in Joe County, Josephine County GOP chair. How you doing, Holly? Welcome. What's going on, you know, on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, you know, something just came to my attention that I think is unsettling. I guess that's the best word for it. And that is that a bunch of Democrats switched over just at the last minute, just before the cutoff, to become Republicans, ostensibly probably to vote in this race. And including in those are our mayor, Sarah Bristol, her husband, Chris Bristol, who's the editor of the Courier newspaper.
Right.
And Kate Lasky, you know, who's the head of our library here, came up to me in first crush and said, oh, you know, I just switched over to be a Republican. And since I know her to be a more liberal type person, I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? She said, yeah, Lily Morgan told me I had to do it.
Oh, I figured Lily Morgan was into some of that. I figured that had to be some of it.
I just thought that is a weird phenomenon. So we looked into it, and boy, oh boy, there are lots and lots of them who have done that.
I will be really interested to see if, you know, the only reason that I could see them switching to Republican at this point would be to disturb or to get a better Democrat in the Senate district race, because that's the only competitive, that's the only Republican race in Josephine County, from what I understand, that actually is a two-person race, isn't it? That's the only one that would make sense.
Right. It's the only one that I think they could really affect. I just found it very interesting. And, you know, it makes me disgusted, sad, you know. It's infuriating to find out that we can do all these things to flip elections.
Well, is it anything new, though, Holly? I mean, bring this up. Rush Limbaugh, heck, when Rush Limbaugh 20 years ago was talking about Operation Chaos with Hillary, in which Republicans would re-register as Democrats in the primary to do, and it's just like what Lily Morgan was encouraged people to do, and what Mayor Bristol and Chris Bristol are involved. I mean, maybe what we should do is hold up a sign, you know, welcome to the Conservative Party, guys. hey, there you go, Mayor Bristol. Take that. I don't know.
We will welcome them. I think I'll send them all a MAGA hat or something.
Oh, that would be hilarious. I'll tell you what, it would be worth its weight in gold just to see see Mayor Bristol in the next city council meeting walk in with a MAGA hat on from you. I'm sure she'd wear it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, things like this have been going on for a long time. And it's been this way. It's nothing new, I guess. What this does indicate, though, is that if you really want Republicans truly influencing and making a good choice here in that Senate race, which is a competitive race, it's a two Republican race in that one, turnout's going to be key, because you're going to have to overcome Mayor Bristol and Chris Bristol and all of the other Republicans in name only who ended up switching party affiliation in order to influence this primary election. That's all you can do.
It's voter fraud. So when you look at public officials engaged in voter fraud, it's the most upsetting thing of all.
Do you think it's voter fraud, though? Because the law allows you to re-register, Holly. We could do the same thing if there was a two-person Democratic race. We could do that. And
I think it's fraud if you're just attempting to misrepresent yourself in order to affect an election. I see that as a form of fraud, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we could take care of that really quickly. But, of course, this would also make it difficult for Democrats, so I doubt that they would do it, in which you would say, okay, if you change party affiliations, you can only do it once per year or once every 2 years, let's say. How about that? Once every 2 years. They'd have to live as a Republican for at least a couple of years if they did that. You think they'd go for that?
Doubtful.
Okay.
Although I think they would be very happy. I mean, they probably wouldn't be happy to affect their own election, you know, to not be able to affect their own election if need be. But they don't have that much effect in their own elections because there are more Republicans in our county than Democrats.
Well, and that's why they're exactly doing it. They're hoping to put a thumb. They're trying to put a Democratic thumb on the Republican Party candidate for Senate District 2 because they know that's the one that's going to win. They're not going to have a credible Democrat candidate. So, yeah, I see what they're trying to do. It is legal. It doesn't smell right, but it's legal. So what can you do? All you can do, you can't control Mayor Bristol or Chris Bristol or anybody else that you claim has switched their party affiliation. What we can control, though, is real Republican turnout. And let's just continue to work on that. OK, how about that?
We're working hard on that here at the Republican Party. We've got call out teams and we're working hard.
OK, and that's good. And that's what you should be doing. That's what you should
and
be doing.
Walking teams and, you know, we really are concerned about this election. It's going to be huge, you know, with our charter and all the things that are going on. People need to get out and vote.
There are all sorts of intrusions coming after both Jackson and Josephine County, and true good Republican turnout is needed more so now than ever. Okay, and
right. Drop your ballot in the box.
Exactly, and I appreciate what you're doing there to try to drive the voter turnout. Okay, all right.
Nice talking to you, Bob.
All right, nice talking to you too. Yeah, I know. He's right. It's irritating. He's right. It's irritating, but it is legal. And, you know, how do you combat something like that? You have enough turnout to overcome the fraudster. How about that? The one who's really not voting with a good intent in the spring election. 770-563-3, 770-KMED. We can talk more about that. I'll tell you, why don't we hold the calls here for a little bit? Because after news, we're going to talk with Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote and talking more about election integrity issues.